Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
He says, believers in the exercise of faith are filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Christ dwells in the soul by faith, and the soul is filled with the fullness of God.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent Wednesday night sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This is By Faith, Part 1. Let's go into the message today.
It is not trust in the unknown. It's already known. Now, whether you know it or not yet depends on whether or not you believe it. I'm going to read that again just because the devil hates it. Faith is trust in the unseen. It is not trust in the unknown. For we may know by faith what we cannot see with the eye. I love the way, and the Matthew Henry commentary, I don't normally make references to it, but it's one that I read behind all the time. So if you have a need of a commentary on the Bible, Matthew Henry is very good for laity to be able to read behind, plain language. So this is what he says by definition in this first verse of chapter 11. He says this, faith, I love this, faith and hope go together. And the same things that are the object of our hope are the object of our faith. It, faith, is a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all that he has promised to us in Christ. How do I know it's going to happen? Because he's promised it to us in the anointing that is in you. I think you missed that right there. That is in Christ. And this persuasion is so strong that it gives the soul, oh my God, it gives the soul possession of those things. I don't think you heard what I said. Long before it gets in your physical hand, the soul has already taken possession of it by faith. I'm about to run right now. Did you get that in your spirit? If you're not seeing it in your soul and possessing it in your soul, you'll never have it in your hand. But if you begin to see your sons and daughters say by faith, and you have an assurance of it in your soul, it's just a matter of time that God will put it in your hand. Oh, Matthew Henry, he's dead and gone, but he's still leaving some good stuff, huh? Believers, he goes on to say with this, believers in the exercise of faith are filled. This is the extent. It's not just, okay, I got faith. He says, believers in the exercise of faith are filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Christ dwells in the soul by faith, and the soul is filled with the fullness of God. So I'm not just hoping for something out there in the by and by. I'm believing for something that God has already spoken into existence by faith according to his will. So here's something I want you to see, okay? And then I'm going to move on and give you these three things to write because some of you are really having trouble right now. Your ink is drying up in your pen. This is what I have taken hold of for myself, and I've taught it to this congregation multiple times. But it bears repeating because it's hard for us, because anything we try to do on our own constitutes a work. And so when that happens, we make a law to ourselves. Many times that we can't keep. Because God does not want us serving him by law. He wants us serving him by love and by faith. Are you hearing me? So whenever the enemy jumps up on your shoulder and constantly does that to try to get you, Pastor, I'm trying to live for the Lord. Stop. You're going to mess up. you're going to mess up. I'm telling you, preachers are going to mess up. Okay? So if you already settle it, but I'm not focused on the mess up. I'm focused on what God is doing inside of my life. And if I love him with, remember I preached it 2 weeks ago. If I love him with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, I'm more focused on my love of him than trying to get in love with him. Which creates a law for me, because now I want to do, if I just read the Bible more, if I just pray and all this, right? So I'm going to read this to you from the way that I see your faith sitting on a rock to give you the assurance of everything you're going to ask for according to the will of God being done unto you, confirmed by the Christ who lives on the inside of you. Watch this. This is my translation of this. Now, faith in Christ and him crucified is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things I cannot see. Christ and him crucified. When I put my faith exclusively in the cross and in nothing else, I now have a substantiation, substance, and evidence that whatever I ask according to the will of God, it shall come to pass, because I've taken this mustard seed of faith and dropped it into the boundary where the Holy Spirit operates in Christ and him crucified at the cross. Now, if I put my faith in all these other things, you know, and it's not to say that these are not good Christian disciplines and you should go to church and you should read your Bible. All these are wonderful Christian disciplines and you need to do that. But I don't put my faith in that, because if I do, the moment that I say I'm going to read 17 chapters in the Bible and I only get to 14, the condemner comes. The accuser comes. And suddenly I don't feel, which is outside of faith. Listen, faith and feeling are absolutely diametrically opposed to one another. If you operate by your, he did not say, but without feeling, it is impossible to please him. He said without faith. So if you rest on your feelings, how many of your feelings changed in the past 30 minutes? You were outside and you went, whoo, this is muggy. I must have wore too much here tonight, coat and all that. And you got inside, man, it's so cold in here, because your feelings went from here to here. Come on, say amen for somebody sitting next to you. Okay? Okay, you're driving down the road and you are doing just fine, and then somebody... I was trying to be very careful here tonight, because I'm sitting at the light and the person in front of me, I'm being very patient. Brother Charlie, I'm being very patient. But they must have let off of their brake or whatever, and their car is starting to slide back into mine. It became necessary that I gently place my hand upon the horn and honk the horn. Apparently they thought we were playing a game, so they honked back at me. Thankfully the light turned and they went on, and I went on down the road. But in a moment of time, if you backed into the front of my car, my feelings may have changed on my way to church. Has your feelings ever changed on your way to church? Come on, don't be lying in here now. God will make a wet spot out of you right there in the seat. Now, I'm just telling you. You know and I know that if you live by feelings and not by faith, first of all, you're never going to please God. Second of all, your feelings are going to be like a roller coaster at Six Flags. You can't trust them. You can't trust your own heart. Come on, somebody. One day I'm in love with them. And the next day, I'm thinking about taking the long drive home. Come on, somebody. Because it all goes up and down. But you know what's steady? That's what's steady. That's what's steady. You know what else is steady? That word right there. In all the years, there may be different translations and versions that have come out, but the word of God is established in heaven forever, the Bible says. So if I'm going to put my faith in anything, I'm going to put my faith in what has been substantiated and evidenced. I have the substance, who is Jesus, the object, and the evidence of my faith is the cross of Jesus Christ, which will stand forever, which is the only place that Satan himself has ever been defeated. Outside of that location, the devil has never been defeated. I'm trying to help your faith here tonight. Because without faith, it's impossible to please. And so Satan is constantly, this is what Jesus said. Jesus said, listen, Peter, Satan has desired to have you, to sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. Fail where? Fail in putting it in me. So when I read this passage of scripture, I read, now faith in the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ is the substance. Now I got something to hold on to. I will cling. That's not just a song we sing. I will cling to the old rugged cross. I know they don't want to sing about it anymore, and they don't want to talk about some old rugged cross, but I got news for you. When all the world is shaking and hell is licking up like fire upon this earth, I will cling to the old rugged cross by faith. Somebody said, well, I'm holding on to the cross. Don't you worry. That cross has enough power to hold on to you if you'll just keep your faith there. If I'll keep my faith right here, steady, and not let the devil or anything else move me from this position, then faith is the substance of things I'm hoping for and the evidence I've got right here in the cross of things I cannot see. What does that mean? I can trust God to bring to pass what I am believing for. Why? Because what he's already done to secure my salvation, my future, he's taking care of my past, he's taking care of my present, is all wrapped up in what he did there. And then what he did is he took that Holy Ghost and put that anointing on the inside of me to give me an assurance of the substance of the things I'm hoping for and the evidence of things I can't see. I'm preaching to myself tonight. Because there's any number of things that are hitting against your faith today. But you got to keep it. Listen, you only have one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And Jesus tells them, why can't you believe me? I've told you I'm going to do these things. And what does he say to us? I'm going to deal with it this weekend. If you love me, my commandments. Is he talking about keeping the 600 laws? No. He's saying, put your faith right here. If you love me with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you won't have any problem keeping his commandments. I didn't say you weren't going to struggle. I talked to somebody today, counseling with somebody today a little bit about it. Okay? They're struggling. They're struggling. They, you know, I messed up, Pastor. I've been here. I said, don't worry about that. Lay that aside. Keep your faith right here. Get up and keep on going. There ain't a soul in this house or watching right now that hadn't been through something that's knocked you to your knees. Thank God you got on your knees. You prayed, you get up, and you keep on moving. If I keep beating myself down, then ladies and gentlemen, the cross is of no effect. But if I'll put my faith in what he has done, I have substance, I have evidence, and I'll take a step by faith into my future. Somebody ought to wave your hand at the Lord and bless the Lord right now.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Join us March 15th at 6 p.m. here at Pace Assembly for Prophecy Files with guest Perry Stone. This event is free and open to the public.